Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wham. Good start with a big old cigar cough there. Good evening. And welcome to the Yuletide special of Pop Culture Stars tonight for 12/22/21, which is one of those, what do they call them, palindromes or anachronisms or something like that, when you could go back and forth between those palindromes. Nevertheless, I hope everybody is doing well as we kick off the, what is Christmas Eve, Eve is today, because tomorrow is Christmas Eve Eve, and then Christmas Eve is Friday. So we hope everybody is prepared and good to go. I'm sure there's folks out there still needing to grab a few gifts, but if you're out there and around, please be careful. But we hope everybody's ready for Christmas. So, pass it around the room to introduce my esteemed panel tonight. First off, I have yet to hear your voice, Granny. I hope you're there, dear. I know I clicked in.
I'm here. I'm here. I was sitting just listening to you all chit-chat before the show started.
Ah, very good. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I've got something funny to share with you guys. Remember last week, Todd, when you asked for my address to send sympathy cards to my husband?
Yeah, right.
Because our wedding anniversary was Sunday.
Now, what makes you think I would do such a thing?
Well, that's what you asked. Okay, so I told my husband what you said. He said, well, if you guys are going to send sympathy cards, make sure they're all full of money in them.
Of course. Of course. See, he gets it. Buddy, look, yeah, you know what? Just tell me your local liquor store. I'll send you a gift card, dude.
Well, anyways, now we had a good weekend. We went to the wrestling show Saturday in Harrison and, you know, got to meet Jimmy Hart and everything, had a good time, got to see some friends that I hadn't seen for a while, you know, had a good time. And then, of course, Sunday was our actual anniversary. And so, you know, we've been together 18 years out of, you know, being married out of the 12. So it's been a fun ride, you know, so. But, we had a good weekend, so.
Outstanding. Well, it's good to hear you guys had a good time, and I hope you all had a happy anniversary. Sounds like you did. And
yep, we did.
Definitely good to have you aboard tonight, and, you know, pass on the happy anniversary and Christmas wishes to David for me, if you would, and for all of us here at Pop Culture Stars. And just let him know that in the event that he is looking for money, he probably picked the wrong place to go. there are some places, no matter how deep you dig, you won't strike oil. That's where you're at right now. So,
I'm sure.
But, yeah, it was definitely good to have you aboard this evening. So we're going to move to the north.
Good stuff.
Okay, Compass Northeast to the fine city of Indianapolis and introduce my good brother in arms, Tim. What's shaking?
Tim Armstrong here reporting out in the field in Westfield, Indiana. And let me wish you all a happy winter solstice. And yes, I will confirm the days are getting longer, and that's extremely good news. That's all I've got to the field. Back to you, Dave.
You didn't tell me you owned a helicopter. Holy smoke.
Honest to God, I thought turkeys could fly.
Nice.
That was awesome. Outstanding. Well, it's good to have you aboard this evening. I appreciate the report. And I don't know if I have Anchorman hair or not, but I do know somebody who does, and that is my good brother and Anchorman. Todd, what's going on, man?
What is going on, people? I'm doing outstanding, the supernatural, ecstatic to be here. I hope everyone's doing well. It was a friggin' brisk day here got a little bit closer to proper classic winter weather and could have done without the breeze, but other than that, doing good.
Hear you there.
Doing good. So looking forward to our Yule Brenner special tonight. Yuletide. And we'll get it on.
A little Yule Brenner special. Nice joke. Well done.
It's supposed to be in the 70s here in Arkansas Christmas Day, so.
Shut up.
What? I'm just saying.
That's rubbing it in. You're just mean.
No,
God,
I'm not mean. I am not mean. I am not mean.
Boy,
I'm
she's starting
sure
off straight heel tonight.
Yeah, she
no,
is.
I'm not
sure
being
it's supposed
heel.
To be warm here, too. We're not going to get up in the
I'm
70s,
going,
but I think we're looking at warmer weather.
We are,
by
actually.
What the weatherman's saying here.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have a real soggy day, and we're actually supposed to be pushing 60.
Yeah, the weather can't decide what it wants to do. I mean, you have a night like tonight where I'm out here shivering trying to smoke a cigar, and day after tomorrow there'll probably be, you know, everybody walking around in shorts wondering if they need to crank the air conditioning back up. Ain't no wonder everybody's energy use is through the roof, because, you know, you don't want to keep in the heat and air on and off. You know what I mean? You want to do one or the other. But I know 3 or 4 days ago, it got right unbearable because it was like 80 out here, and the house was stuffy as hell. And, you know, I was like, man, I am not cranking the air conditioner up goddamn Christmas week. I'm not doing it. So maybe everybody's suffering.
You guys are looking at a salubrious 67 degrees.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The sun would be better. Man. I'm just looking at the weather you guys got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, knowing those are traditionally, you know, scheduled to be off for some fortunate folks. I'd be out speckled trout fishing, I'm just saying.
Well, I hear you.
Although you got Granny, now is any of your weather like this? I just throwing this out here, let's do our annual weather tangent, or, you know, weekly weather tangent here. The Friday morning, to just speak to what Diamond Dave was saying, they're going to have 28 degrees in the morning, but they'll peak to a beautiful Sunday 63 degrees before the day's over. So wake up with the toque and be in a t-shirt before the day's over.
Well, I know the last couple mornings here, it's been below freezing, but it's warmed up to almost 60, you know, by 10 or 11 o'clock. I think Friday, they said the temperatures are supposed to be warmer as the week goes on, so I don't think we're going to have the cold morning like we've had the last couple of mornings, but...
We have got Stro in the queue. Let me ease into the house, y'all.
Woohoo! The award-nominated Papa Stro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, the weather thing, it's aggravating. When you go to work in the morning and you're wearing like 16 layers of clothes and you get off of work, so you put everything on and you walk out, and as you're walking out of the parking lot, people are looking at you like, what's the matter with that asshole?
Do I need to move out of the way, girl?
You know, and when the temperature...
Hi, Dale.
Yeah, she's in there fighting the space for the dog there. I didn't mute it when I walked into the house. Damn it.
Oh.
Breaking the rules.
Oh, man.
Very good. But, it's aggravating the thing when you go in there and you're dressed like a damn Eskimo and you walk out that evening and everybody's wearing Hawaiian and you're going, you know, damn, I ain't going to freeze on the way to work, you know.
You're like Rick Moranis from Spaceballs. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Ain't
that's
that
my,
damn
that's my cousin.
You doing all right this evening?
Oh, great, great. How you guys doing? I just I finally got done with my Christmas shopping. I didn't think I'd ever get through. Honestly, I'm so behind this year. It's nuts.
Dude, actually, you're probably better than a lot of folks. Honestly, well done.
Well, thank you.
I
didn't think I'd make it. I really didn't think I'd make it, but oh goodness! I just watched the Matrix movie, Resurrections.
Oh yeah,
that came out in IMAX. I watched it in IMAX, and it had mixed reviews, but I enjoyed it. I mean, some tried to say I was a little SJW and all that, but honestly, from watching the film, it was more like a love story. You know what I mean? With Neo reuniting with Trinity, right? And I've never seen, it's hard up for Keanu Reeves to be in a bad film. So, I mean, but I enjoyed it. It was pretty good. But
yeah, I'm
the
really,
best
I've
film,
heard mixed on it.
Uh-huh. But the best film I've seen all year, honestly, in the theater-wise, going to theaters, would have to be the Spider-Man film, which I never thought in a million years I would say Spider-Man, a Spider-Man film would be movie of the year. But this one is off the chart.
Yeah, I agree.
Amazing.
Yeah, they really, really did a good job with it. And like I said, it reinstalled my Marvel chubby because I was losing hope. Because Black Widow, it wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah.
But, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it again type thing.
Right. I felt the same. Because I'm a big Scarlett Johansson fan, right? And I've seen her in better movies. I just think in that Black Widow film, she didn't have much to work with storyline-wise. And it wasn't her fault.
No.
You know what I mean? It was just the story.
Yeah, it just wasn't there. And I'm same with you. I mean, and that young lady that plays Yelena, my goodness.
Oh yeah,
I have absolutely no problem with her either, and
mm-hmm.
it still just wasn't quite there. And
Shang-Chi had good action. Shang-Chi had some good fighting scenes.
Well, it, like I said, it was my eyes loved it, but my brain was kind of like dozing off. So the visuals, man, you couldn't really touch it, but. I don't know. It just it wasn't bad, but it again was not one of those ones that I'm going to go out of my way to watch over and over. So
in the Spider-Man movie, seeing Tobey Maguire again and Andrew and William Dafoe and Marissa Tomei, I mean, it's top notch, man. And that's the best acting I've seen him at Tom Holland in ever. I think it was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great flick. I really enjoyed it, and I put it in the top tier from the Marvel flicks. And thank goodness, because it brought us back from some kind of less-than-standard films between Eternals, Black Widow, and Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah.
And that Doctor Strange looks pretty damn good, too, man. That Doctor Strange,
yeah.
I think we got three or four months before we get a shot at that one, but man,
yeah,
that looks pretty nasty.
It's supposed to be like a borderline horror film, they were saying.
Yeah, bring it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, dude, I'm all over it.
Awesome. Yeah, that Doctor Strange, he rocked it out too. It was just him, just about everybody, and seeing all the surprise appearances and the post-credit scenes and everything was really, really cool.
Yeah, they did real good, and I enjoyed it.
My son and his friend really enjoyed that new Spider-Man movie. They went to see it. I haven't seen it yet, but they went to see it. He said it was really good.
Hey, the damn shame of it.
They had something to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken about it on the show before, and what got to me is I had tickets for the 1 o'clock show.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I think between the two theaters here in town, it was the third showing. I think there was a noon 30, and then a 1. Or I take that back.
Mm-hmm.
It was a noon 30, a 1, and a 1:30, and I had the 1:30 show.
And I checked the weather before I was leaving the house. And in the corner, there's an advertisement saying, new Spider-Man movies off the charts, spoiler-free review. And there's a picture of a certain character, which I won't, you know, for the sake of spoilers and breaking the same rule I'm bitching about. But I'm looking at it. I'm going, okay, well, you just spoiled part of it for me because now I know somebody I didn't know was going to be in it. So can you let some – I mean, there's only been two other showings of it. Can you please let some people see the damn thing before you start?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and the same thing happened with this last episode of Hawkeye today. You know, it's Wednesday, and on Disney Plus, it starts at 3 a.m. So mm-hmm. if you want to get up at 3 in the morning here on the East Coast, you want to get up at 3 in the morning, you could watch the new episode of Hawkeye. Well, for normal human beings like myself, who go to bed at damn 2300 and get up around 06, 07, I'm not getting up at 3 in the morning to watch goddamn hour-long TV show and then going back to bed. I'm not doing that. So,
hey, I heard the reviews for that thing was quite interesting.
I saw a lot of folks beating it up. I liked it, and it mm-hmm. fell right in with the comic book. If you had read the comic
right.
book, you kind of saw a lot of it coming. But, mm-hmm. yeah, that was I thought the whole Hawkeye series was a worthy watch. You know, if I had to sit down and watch one of those, you know, between the Winter Soldier and Loki and all of them, I think I would probably fall
right.
toward the Hawkeye one. So, but, yeah, I mean – what a nice little early Christmas surprise there, being able to go to the movies, because I hadn't been to the movies since the last Star Wars flick. So all through
oh,
COVID,
bless your heart.
I kind of, yeah, I hadn't been in before. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, so that was nice to go in there and see a damn good flick and enjoy it. And I'll try to mm-hmm. sneak off and see it again this week, time willing. So we'll see.
Yeah. Good to see good movies coming back again. You know what I mean? Theaters.
Yeah, because Lord knows ain't nothing worse. Now, I shouldn't bitch because I went to the matinee and I paid $6 for my ticket. So in
mm-hmm.
the event that it did, you know, it's $6. But
right.
it's when you go in there and you dump $50 trying to get into the movie theater and it sucks. That's when it really stings, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's so cute that you said you did that just in case it was a bad movie. You did that because you're frugal, and we'll leave it at that. Now, Stroh, I got to ask you a question because I've
sure.
lost track. I thought I saw not one, not two, but three different people nominated for awards from the movie, drawing a blank, Ron Rossman's movie.
Devil's
oh,
Daughter.
Devil's Daughter. Devil's Film Festival. Yeah, Fennell Gabel, the star of the movie, and myself were nominated for Best Actor and Actress for the film. So we're in the final nominees.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous
excited.
Because you guys are racking up. Now, how many different festivals and award things are you guys on now? Something like 8?
Yeah, at least. For the film itself, yeah. It's racking up, man. Pretty
that's
amazing.
Off the charts.
Yeah.
I didn't
– my deal is, you know, being nominated for Best Actor, I didn't see that would come. I'm still floored by it, honestly. But, yeah, it's a big, big honor. You know, and to know, I'm happy for her, too. I mean, it was just – working with her was just amazing in this film. It really was. She's class act all the way.
Well, you certainly deserve
dude,
that honor, Stroh. You certainly deserve that honor,
for
sir.
You guys. I mean, there is, I think, how do I want to say it? I think it speaks that they're talking to, people are talking about the movie, they're recognizing it, and they're recognizing individuals in the movie. So if the movie's being recognized, it's not, how do I want to say it? To me, it made it that much harder for you guys to get your nomination because you didn't have a Sansac movie to stand out in. So that means you had to stand out in the standout movie. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And to be, even to be nominated for a, such a film festival as this is a huge, huge deal. So, I mean, I'm just really tickled pink to, you know, be nominated as well as being part of this, this great film that, you know, we worked really hard on this film. Really, I'm not going to lie, guys. It was just a lot of hours, a lot of prepping, a lot of everything, mentally and physically. So, yeah, we put a lot of our heart and soul in this film. So I'm really glad it's coming together and getting the attention that it deserves.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's good to see
that's
Ron getting some love, too, because Ron's been out there busting his hump for years, you know, getting things going. He's had a lot of quality stuff that, you know, just didn't get the recognition, it should have.
I can't begin to tell you how much drive Ron has. I mean, a lot of times I wonder what keeps him going because, I mean, he is just nonstop with a bunch of projects just – back and forth, and not too many people have that kind of drive to do that, but I mean, he's like the Energizer Bunny sometimes. I don't see how he gets any sleep. It's been a while.
Right.
And that's along with holding down a full-time job, being a dad and a husband, doing a podcast and all that nifty stuff. Or he does the YouTube thing, but yeah, that guy doesn't sit still. Grass doesn't grow under his feet, man. But it's good to see everybody getting their just desserts for that kind of stuff, man, because it's about time. And nothing but good feelings and a bunch of hope that perhaps, you know, the film and you guys come out on top, you know, and just being nominated alone is a victory, to be honest with you, but to win the damn thing, not loud.
It's a win-win for everybody, you know.
Right.
It is. Again, I got to talk about the sheer volume of nominations. It's just ridiculous. In a good way, it's like I think some eyes are being opened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And to be just to be nominated or even be selected in a film like Cannes, which I think they're based out of France. It's a world film festival. I mean, it's a pretty big deal, and it's not an everyday thing.
That's huge. That's been a makeup place for a lot of people.
I just saw an old picture they posted of Stallone and Schwarzenegger goofing off at the festival, right? Back in the day.
And, you know, to be honest with you, that is global. That's not just something that, you know, a handful of people in the Carolinas thought. I mean, we're talking global now. And,
that is one of the biggest festivals, bar none.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you so much. I was going to say about the Spider-Man movie. They're projected to make it. There's a rumor that it may get up to like $1 billion in sales.
Wow.
Which is insane. And that's not counting China. China yet. It's a juggernaut, man, the Spider-Man film. They say it's the third biggest release in cinema history as of right now.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't hard to believe. You know, as good as it was. You know, it's funny you mentioned China, though, man. It's something that is kind of the, you know, the 700-pound gorilla in the room when it comes down to entertainment. It's not real cliche to you know, talk about, you know, China being a good thing or anything like that, of course, because,
right.
You know, there's been a lot of shenanigans coming from that side of the world of late. But nevertheless, there is a ton of revenue. And when it comes down to film, I mean, the Chinese, you know, that's a lot of revenue coming from that side. And, you know, folks don't realize how much of an impact they have over there when it comes down to just global tickets, you know, the global money that comes in. And because Europe used to be the big thing, you know what I mean, when it came down to film. But now China's in on it. And, you know, with them being a communist nation and everything, you don't have the, you know, it isn't out there as much as, say, here in the United States or, you know, over there in Europe or anything. But yeah, I hear they're big moviegoers and entertainment folks over there. But that's crazy.
And Spider-Man is like, it's a perfect example of a good film with a good story. There's no agendas, no politics.
Right.
It's just pure entertainment from start to finish. And when you come out a good film that people love, you know, get results, right? So.
Right.
Say it ain't so.
That's how I felt about Hawkeye. You didn't get a whole lot of the agenda-based stuff in Hawkeye either. And,
right.
You know, when it comes down to pushing your agendas, you really, you know, it's okay to have your heart into something. You know, take, for instance, you guys. You know, we all know Ron Ross was a big Batman guy. That goes without
right.
saying. I mean, Stevie Wonder can see that. but you know, his entire soul is put into that. You know what I mean? And so when you watch it, you can see where he has the heart and all the people acting in it and everything else have a genuine concern and a genuine desire for it to succeed. But what they don't do, you guys don't twist the tradition of the story to serve a personal agenda. And unfortunately,
right.
you know, Disney as a whole, you know, we've spoken billions of times over it here on the show, that you've got to look and see who your, where is the money coming from, okay? So let's say we play in a band, and we go there, and we're ready to play metal. And we get in there, and we see a bunch of silver hair. And then we got
to
step
back.
Well,
that would be,
say, okay,
I hate to tell you, that's about right at this point.
Yeah, when it comes down to metal, that's about close, man. But you would have to adjust.
Enter Chris Jericho.
Yeah, the
he's
Fozzy.
Still got his band. Yeah, and he's got the
Fozzy,
going on.
Fozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
They were playing at Hooligans not long ago here in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear you made it out alive.
Yeah, I saw pictures of him there.
Yeah, he's getting out and about. But, you know, when it comes down to those agendas, though, you got to stop and you got to look and say, okay, who is buying the, you know, who's buying the tickets? And it
right.
may not suit your agenda, but that's what you do in your off time. When you're off, that's when you go out there and you do the PSAs and you do whatever you want to do to support your personal cause. But when it comes down to revenue, you got to park that stuff. And, you know, sports are finding it out. And I think entertainment's going to find out pretty quick, too, that You know, folks just aren't looking to have that stuff shoved down their throat. That's the whole reason why we watch sports and entertainment, is to get the hell away from real life politics and all
well,
that
see,
kind of stuff going on.
See now Marvel is looking to invest more in Spider-Man because this was mostly a Sony deal, right?
Right.
And Sony got more of the revenue. They got, I think 75%, and Marvel only got 25% of the revenue. And seeing Spider outdo everybody, even including all the recent Marvel films and everything, it kind of gave him a wake-up call, right, I think, to say that, hey, you know, enough of the other stuff. People just want to be entertained with a good story. So.
Right.
So maybe they got the memo with this film, right?
Yeah,
hopefully.
You know, well, that will remain questionable whether they got the memo or not. The
right.
Sometimes it takes them a while to learn a lesson because you'll hear all the reasons for the excuses is what, despite the complete lack of sagacity. Anywho, so let's do this. Now that we've got, Papa Stroh came on and we had like a 20-minute tangent. Way to go, dude. Way to go. That ain't too shabby, brother. That ain't too shabby. I like it. The but we did want
to
go ahead and try to get on the Christmas subject.
Awesome.
The if anybody wants it, go ahead and get on that. The
pass the eggnog. Ready.
Let's all
the,
oh
my God!
Over
the, I got to go sideways on that eggnog comment right after I fuss about tangents. I'm going to do a tangent. Watch this British. Was watching this
yeah.
British thing, and they were talking about
eggnog.
Holiday stuff.
What?
And
eggnog?
he goes, eggnog. Anybody want a glass? Anybody want a cup of chicken cum?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I don't drink that stuff. I don't have anybody drink the shit.
Eggnog?
Yeah,
really?
It's awful, dude. I don't drink that.
I'll tell you what.
You clearly never made it homemade.
You
put whiskey with it, and it's amazing.
Whiskey without it. Whiskey's like hummus. It goes good on anything. Whiskey.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, that's something I haven't tried is bourbon hummus. Hmm.
Oh, my. Good time.
Oh, my God. You might create a wormhole. Like, warp anywhere you want to with that.
Yeah, that might be bending
one way
the
to
old,
put it.
The culinary rules right there, man. Yeah, I hummus is another one. It's funny you mention that. To me, it tastes like mud. And yes, I've had plenty of dirt in the past, so I can tell you what mud tastes like. And it, I don't know, hummus just ain't there.
My favorite is the garlic. The garlic hummus is amazing. If
yeah.
you like garlic,
yep.
you'll love garlic hummus. Oh, my God.
It's
yeah.
easy to make, mm-hmm. too. It's pretty easy to make.
It is, absolutely. The roasted
chicken peas, is that made up?
Chickpeas,
yeah.
yep. Or there's another
right,
name
right,
for
right.
them, too. Cassavas or something like that. The,
garbanzo beans.
Garbanzos,
that's it.
Okay.
But it's about that. It's about, and you can really change your flavor up depending upon which type of olive oil you're using with it. Put some roasted red peppers, some garlic, mm-hmm. a little salt, pepper,
red peppers, yeah.
If you miss that
Hell
citrus
yeah,
in there,
pepper.
It does need a little citrus.
Nice.
Yeah, it's, amazing.
As I was saying to you, Kay, it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, you got. After a couple beers, it probably tastes better. But yeah, eggnog.
After a couple beers, anything probably tastes good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like Taco Bell.
But of course,
3 in the morning, Taco Bell
Olay.
Is like the.
Yeah, dude. That and pizza. Yeah. When you're drinking,
have pizza, Pepto-Bismol for dessert.
Some My Atlanta.
Yes. Dum da dum dum.
Yeah.
Dum.
This Christmas, got the grandkids coming in tomorrow, and
awesome.
last year, my daughter had the idea. We needed to make a change family wise. Without going into the gory details on my wife's side of the family, yes, things have changed, and it was time to kind of. All the kids are grown up now. My brother's two kids, my two, they're all graduated, gone to college, got married, blah, blah, blah. So it was time to kind of update what we were doing. And last year my daughter said, well, I'm going to get a beach house and we could come out there and have it. And I thought to myself, okay. Deep breath, Dave. It's going to be okay. So, and I'll admit right here on a global stage, I'm going to use the word again, global. When we were driving, Dale was in the shotgun seat. We're driving out to this beach house. And for all of us that have been married once or twice or three times or whatever, we've all had these conversations where you just kind of lean over and gently say, hey, you know tonight's going to be a shit show, right? You know, you don't want to be combative about it, but you want to get it off your chest, you know? So I got to that beach house thinking it was going to be a total disaster. And by God, I was wrong. We had the best time. And it was everything just fell right into place. Everybody was having a good time. There was no regimens. There was no pomp and circumstance. It was just everybody enjoying the day. And I think sometimes folks can get a little overzealous with, I don't want to say scheduling, but, okay, we have to do this, and we have to do this, and we have to do this. You know, everybody got there. You know, we were having a blast. The kids were playing with the grandkids were playing with their toys. You know, me, my son-in-law, my son, we were knocking them back. You know, everybody's playing cards, having the best time, laughing and cutting up. And throughout that week, I mean, hell, we had one day where me and my son-in-law ran to the damn store and bought a bunch of bags of chicken nuggets and threw them on a cookie plate. And cooked a bunch of old store-bought chicken nuggets, and everybody all day long ate chicken nuggets. I mean, for lunch, for dinner, everything. That's all we ate all damn day was chicken nuggets. And
nice.
We had the best time. So I look forward to it. Then we'll be back down tomorrow afternoon. And, again, they've rented out another house out there on the beach, so perhaps having some warmer weather will be nice. If I recall, last Christmas here, we had a pretty wicked storm that came through and knocked the power out. So for the first little bit we were there, we had no power. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you just gotta loosen up and be willing to take a step and kind of renew the Christmas tradition and everything. So, yeah, looking forward to this week and having everybody down. And ought to be a good time. Just want them to get down here
something
safely.
Something
you
said
and,
about fundamentals.
Right, right.
Something to be said about fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know me. I'm 10% fun and 90% mental, so.
That fun comes from being mental, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like, you know, when you have multiple personalities, you don't have to worry about inviting friends to your parties.
Right.
That's it.
Well, people yeah. with multiple personalities make up for all the people out there that don't have personalities. You got to look out for that.
Right.
Well, I can't remember, but Dave mentioned somebody claimed to have a personality conflict with me at work when I worked for Dave, and my response to him was, it's not true. She doesn't have one.
Yes, that is right. No personality at all.
Yeah. Well, Tim knows. I've told him at work more than once. I said, don't worry, Tim, I like you fine. The voices in my head, not so much.
Right?
Even when it comes down to what you eat at Christmas, I know for years, we got to have a turkey, got to have a ham, blah, blah, blah. And if you really stop and think about what all is going on when you're cooking a turkey. I mean, it's war. I mean, everybody's ill as hell. Everybody's stressing over this damn turkey, right? Well, I think it was like, God, it had to be right around 2000. I was cutting meat, and I was back there cutting these great big chuck rolls, right? And, man, I was lopping off some gorgeous chuck roast, right? And I happened to look, and I said, well, I wonder how much chuck roast are. Now, you guys don't tear up when I say this. You got to remember it was 2000 ballpark, but I looked, and chuck roast wasn't but $1.89 a pound. So
yep.
What did I do? Being a meat cutter, I found the sexiest damn chuck roast I possibly could, and I think it was like a $10, $11 chuck roast, but the size of this thing was like what they put on the side of Fred Flintstone's car in the credits, and it turns
you
the car
right.
over. The thing was huge. So come home, I said, this is Christmas dinner, and everybody looked at me like I was nuts. You know what we did? Christmas morning, we took my bang, put the damn taters, onions, celery, carrots, all that kind of good stuff in there, put the damn roast in there, covered it up, turned it on high, and went to damn having a good Christmas. We weren't over there stressing out about turkeys. We weren't bouncing off the walls over it. And that evening, you know what happened? We ate. We had the time of our lives, and cleanup was nothing. And we had leftovers, and it wasn't turkey. I mean, it was nice to have leftover roast, and because you could hunk it up and make roast beef sandwiches if you wanted to, or you could just
uh-huh.
put a bowl together. Yeah. And ever since then, I don't think we've cooked a turkey for Christmas. We've always been, doing a smaller ham, and sometimes we do ribeyes.
Well, let's do a round table on that. Granny, let's hit you. Traditional, standard, same thing every year, or do you guys rotate your Christmas menu?
Well, being that it's just me and David and Anthony, I really don't cook for three people, so a lot of times we'll get together with friends, or we'll just go out and eat somewhere as a family, and that way we don't have the leftovers. Now, I know this Christmas, one of my musician friends, him and his wife and their family, her and I have been going out and having lunch occasionally the last two or three weeks on her days off, and she's invited Anthony and David and I to come to their house Christmas Day for lunch. So we're going to go there Christmas Day for lunch. So I know she's doing the traditional ham and turkey, and I'm going to take a dessert. Walmart does this variety cheesecake tray, And I'm taking one of those. I'm taking one of those for the dessert, you know, to help out with some of the food, you know. And so that's what we're doing this year for Christmas. Now, one year.
I'm going to throw this out there for anybody that's ever done the holiday potluck and the different people bring different things. Boy, that's always fun because you just potlucks, everybody likes to bring their A game. All right, back to you, Grant.
Yep. Yeah. Well, one year, and we did this because my dad's father, his birthday was December 29th. And whatever the year coming up was, that's how old Grandpa was always going to be. So I could always remember how old Grandpa was. And he's been gone for several years, but Grandpa loved his chili. And I tell you, he could make a mean pot of chili. It was hot sometimes, but he could make a mean pot of chili. Well, one year, it was shortly after Christmas, right before Grandpa's birthday. I think it was actually Christmas Day, really. We had my mom and dad, when we lived in Kansas, we had just gotten our house built not too long before that and everything. And we had a bunch of family out, and we had chili for Christmas Day. In memory of Grandpa.
We did
chili dogs. We did Frito pies. If you just wanted chili, you could just have chili. But I tell you, now one time I was in a chili cook-off contest at work, and I actually won with my chili recipe. Believe it or not, I actually won. And at one time I was making chili at home, and I didn't have any tomato sauce. And I wanted more than just my canned tomatoes and my Rotel that I always put in my chili. I'll tell you the little secret ingredient I use, guys. I use some Manwich sauce instead of the tomato sauce.
Oh, no kidding.
Made the best taste in chili. And I won that chili cook-off contest. That worked
awesome.
That one time.
Chili con sloppy joes. Nice.
That's really all chili. I mean, all, you know, Manwich is kind of chili. You know what I mean? To a certain extent. Doesn't have the beans in it.
Well, you know, it's just the sauce, but I mean,
it's sloppy
I use that
joes.
Of the,
that's
I
what
use,
Manwich is.
I,
it's sloppy
well,
joes.
I know, but I used the Manwich sauce instead of the tomato sauce. And it,
no,
I don't know
I get
something
it.
About
it's,
the
yeah,
taste
nice
of
season
it.
Yeah, depth. Yeah.
It just
David
made it taste
wonderful.
Better, so.
Cool.
There you go. All right. I know Tim will be fun. That'll be a whole different thing. But I'm going to run with Papa Stroh because I know he's done some unique things over the years with Christmas. So, Papa Stroh, how about you?
Ah, well. Oh. Well, as far as, like, things for Christmas, I've had quite a few crazy instances for Christmas. I remember one time, which I used to do this like once a year for a good couple of years, play Santa for the kids up in Canada. And I went up to Peterborough, Ontario, which is just north of Toronto, right? And to play Santa for the kids, some friends of mine. And I don't know if I've told you this story or not. I know I told you one Santa story, but this is a completely different one. So I'm dressed as Santa, and I'm outside in the snow. I mean, it's pouring down. It's like a blizzard almost, right? And I'm waiting for them to give me the cue to come in to give the toys for the kids and to greet them and everything. Well, I waited and waited and waited. And to the point where I icicles, I kid you not, were coming from my nose. I was like just a human block of ice, basically. And finally, they summoned me to come in, and I came in, and with the toys, could barely move, right? And the kids was like, look, it's Jack Frost.
Jack Frost.
Because I had literally icicles all over my body from being – waiting out in the snow to be let in, right? And I good thing they had a fireplace. I had the frost, literally the frost. But Yeah, they don't have a Jack Frost of icicles. You know,
that is awesome.
That reminds me of the Tim Allen movie, the third Santa Claus movie, Escape. The escape clause where, you know, he'd gotten married to the high school principal in the second one, and
yeah.
she was pregnant, and Jack Frost,
Martin Short
you know.
Was in that one, right? Wasn't Martin Short in that one, the comedian?
I think so. I think he, wasn't he the one that played, I think he was the one that played Jack Frost.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyways, you know, he made Santa say, you know, I wish I'd never been Santa Claus, and then he took over and, you know, became Santa and changed everything, you know, and then that was a funny movie, but
yeah, it was a good one. Yeah, but literally, I looked a lot like Jack Frost walking in. Finally walking into the house. Seriously.
That's classic.
That's
awesome. I know you've hit us at least once on Christmas. Usually, I think it was more often Thanksgiving that we managed to get you into the place. And I know you never knew what we were going to do for, you know, we almost always have something like sushi as a side dish.
Oh, that's
awesome. You know, that's just one of the things that, well, Papa Stroke can verify this. Whether Thanksgiving or Christmas, that's kind of one of those things we'll have on the side one way or the other. All right, now, Tim, you want to be fun because I know you have broken down sometimes over different weekends and such with the families doing different things. But what are you guys doing, like traditional setups for household? What do you guys do, brother?
So we usually take off and go to either like my mom's for a little bit on Christmas Day or whatnot. So I guess I'll start there. Traditionally, we'd have like the Christmas ham, you know, have all your traditional stuff. But and then like if we ever do, like last year we stayed here. I can't even remember what we did. We might have even gone out. I know one year we stayed here. We just went out, kind of like Granny. We went out and ate pizza at a local pizza shop called Jan's Pizza downtown Westfield, and we were like the only ones there. It was great. That was kind of we thought we'd start that as a tradition. We've only done it one time. I mean, it was a good time. But one thing I wanted to point out that we've always done ever since I can remember, so it's kind of like my mom's, like, you know, going up to my family's tradition, really, is she would make a shit ton of meatballs on Christmas Eve. So this is more of a Christmas Eve thing, because Christmas Eve to me is like the bigger deal anyway. I like Christmas Eve a lot. So
she would make the marinara ones or the jelly and barbecue sauce ones?
Well, there's a cranberry sauce in it, and they're really, really good. It's a recipe that I think's been handed down a couple of generations. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, it's got some stuff in there I wouldn't have thought of, but they taste out. They're amazing. But they basically leave you a little bit gassy. So there is some residual effects on your body, if you will. So it's always funny, though, because what we started doing when I was I think we did it when I was younger, but I can more or less remember by the time I got to a beer drinking age. Is us three brothers, because they would make hundreds of them. My mom would. And, in fact, she's already sent me pictures. I should post them to the group chat. She sent me pictures of all the meatballs she made. And funny, I don't want to get off on my own tangent, but funny story is she sends me this picture of all these meatballs before they were cooked. They're in the pans ready to go. And in the background, on the kitchen counter, you can see a bottle of Jergens lotion and then, like, some other crap. And I had the texture back, and I'm like, is that part of the ingredients that went into them? And, you know, she knows me, so she responds back with, funny. So, but anyway, she makes these on Christmas Eve, and we would have a board up on the refrigerator, and we would put tallies. So it would be a contest. How many meatballs could you eat? And we're talking like they're probably like an inch in diameter, I don't know, something like that. But we would have tally marks, and then one by one, we'd try to sneak off in the kitchen and eat like 5 to 10 more, and then tack those on to our score. And I honestly have no idea whoever won those things. I don't know. It's basically whoever eats the most has more gas on Christmas Day than anybody else. So,
I'm guessing it made the fireplace pretty easy to light the next morning.
There you go. Yeah, but that's basically like for traditional sense, that's the main thing I can remember. Like when I think of Christmas Eve, I think of meatballs, man. That's where it's at.
I have a recipe for my meatballs. I take my meatballs and I take the hickory smoked barbecue sauce, and then I take a jar of the peach pineapple chipotle salsa, and I'll mix that with the barbecue sauce and mix it in my meatballs, and that turns out really good too.
Damn. Yeah, that sounds
Granny's
good.
Balls. Granny's balls. Nice.
Granny's balls. Your balls taste delicious.
Very funny. Ha ha. You guys are funny.
Oh Lord. Growing up, I think there was a kind of a turkey ham rotation. But we got to where we're just all over the place for the Christmas dinner. Just definitely a rotational thing. In fact, this year, I got lucky, just kind of classic family thing. For those that know, Jacksonville doesn't have one. I think our nearest one is freaking Raleigh. They're out of the, there in North Carolina. It's the Gordon Food Services.
Oh, really?
I think it's in Raleigh is the nearest one. I ran, but we got one here in Indy. We even have one in a little town where I grew up. And my brother, he saw an ad and asked me, you know, what I thought. And I tried to score on Sunday, and it was a no-go. They were completely out. They had this pre-done roughly 7.5 pound, 7 to 8 pound average prime rib, pre-done rare. And it's actually a little bit cheaper than the general market value, a good bit cheaper than market value for prime rib by a mile. I think it's sitting at $11 a pound. I tried to go score on Sunday, no joy. They were out. And the wife gave me permission for my budget, all that kind of stuff. You guys know how it works for me. So what did Yuki do the same day? She sent me a picture of her picking up boneless leg of lamb. But yeah, we'll do anything, any given thing for the deal. And a lot of times, you know, we'll, especially if the different families get together, stuff like that, we got to rotate different things or pick different meals that we know some folks will eat. Some folks are ethnic background, like for the son's in-laws, the mother-in-law, she grew up in the Philippines. They just don't do rare beef, rare lamb, stuff like that, or even medium by any means. So, you know, you got to kind of play around with the different meals. But I did go ahead, actually left work on time today. I was in the office, had the phone number for the food services called over there. So I actually picked up one of those prime rib things. That's what I'm going to do. I think Yuki did that a couple years back while I was up here for Christmas. But it's anything goes for us. Prime rib, leg to lamb. Prime rib's a really rare option for us. Leg of lamb, turkey, ham. To Tim's thing for the whole Christmas Eve, kind of like the same thing we do for New Year's Eve. We like to do a bunch of, so Hawaiians, we call it poo-poos. A bunch of different kind of snack-oriented things. Whether it's kind of funny, what a big deal a charcuterie tray is now, and given that, you know, now that it has a fancy name, people have been doing it for, you know, ever. To give it a fancy name, so now it's a big deal. But yeah, that's kind of our things for the traditional Christmas dinner is we will vary with what sounds good at the time. All right, or what's convenient or whatever the thing is. All right, good to go.
Now, Todd, I'll tell you.
I do want to throw out an annual holiday fussiness. We always hear the whole deal about some will refuse to use Merry Christmas. But I do want to remind people, those that use Happy Holidays because they don't want to be specific in reference to religious holiday, just remember that the word holiday comes from the word holy and day, meaning happy holy day. So keep on keeping on, mouth breathers. All right.
Good point. Very good point. And, you know, this is also the show where many shows ago we dropped the sup mark.
Yep.
That was when we did the Krampus show. And,
wasn't that your twisted little mind that figured Krampus was sup mark spelled backwards?
Yeah, I had a little reflection.
Or was that Liz? One of you two twisted little individuals came up with that.
Yeah,
everybody
that was
gets
me.
Krampus every now and then.
That's right. Leg Krampus, back Krampus. It happens, especially when you don't drink water. You get Krampus.
Eat too much cheese, your tuchus gets Krampus.
Krampus. Oh, Krampus. I tried to get a hold of Dr. John to join us this evening, but I didn't hear back from him. I'm going to give him another call tomorrow, make sure he's doing all right. But
he's out by
the
mailbox waiting on his tombstones.
That's all three of them.
I couldn't help myself.
Krampus and stuff him in a bag, you know?
Maybe it's with Anna Nicole Smith at a Christmas party with the Bigfoot.
Oh Lord.
With old Bigfoot. Maybe you got the whole family, them being Big Fetus instead of Big
Lizard Man.
Yeah.
And they're all there greeting each other with Goonie Goo Goo.
Yeah. with Sloth and the whole gang.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, man, good stuff.
Dr. John, if you're listening, we miss you. Hope you're going to have a good Christmas time. And
did have a good call the other day, he and I.
Hope everything is just going good. Well. Been a little bit since I've spoken to him myself.
And we definitely need to keep Velvet in our prayers, you know. He's bless his heart.
Yeah, it's one thing after the other with that. Velvet, look, I hope this don't come out wrong, but, dude, I hope you had some bad experiences with poison ivy growing up to learn how to deal with poison ivy. Attack the issue that way. Use that experience. It'll save you a lot of pain. Just saying. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's
one thing after
time.
The other.
Yeah.
For all those, just for the record, I got to bring this one up because I know you guys are going to just love this one. Oftentimes, the phrasing of Santa Claus, and I know Papa Stroll, you've done the Santa Claus thing. I don't know if you've done Saint Nick. But for those that are not aware, you know me.
I've done Nick, but I
got to be
the Saint.
You know me, I got to throw the monkey wrench into stuff. those that are aware of St. Nick, he is also the patron saint of prostitutes. And here's the backstory.
That's right. That's right. He's a pimp.
not exactly. What he did is he kind of prevented some of that stuff. It wasn't in the days of yore. Many times, a woman that could be married off once they became of age and stuff like that, the really only way they could do certain things or go to make a living and stuff once they grew up and could be at home was to go into prostitution. But St. Nick had for a particular family.
St. Nick,
he had,
the Godfather. St. Nick.
Look, seriously, true story here. He paid for the dowries of three daughters of a particular family, and it really did prevent them from possibly more likely ended up being having to go to prostitution. So why the church won't necessarily acknowledge that, there were those that have been saved from the issue actually view him as the patron saint of prostitutes that has saved those. In his life, he saved three daughters of a family that couldn't afford the dowries. So, yeah, so remember that when everybody goes to tell Grandma Christmas stories, just saying.
Grandma got to hang out with the Godfather. I'm jealous. You got to hang out with the Godfather.
Well, you got this story from the Godfather.
Forget about it. Me and your grandma, forget about it.
Your grandma's been up in the attic with Santa Claus. How long has she been up there? All I hear is Santa saying, like you said earlier, ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
Put your eye out, kid. But I'm glad you said something about the whole Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays thing, because it kind of gets under my skin to a certain extent how these retailers, they always want to throw the, well, we don't want to offend, but you're more than willing to make your fiscal year look like $1 million and more at the expense of Christmas. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where you don't want to acknowledge it, but you go all out for it type thing. And
you mean the ones that say you can't say Merry Christmas? They tell you you can't say Merry Christmas, but they will sell things that say Merry Christmas?
Absolutely. And they will damn sure let your card work in that ATM little reader thingy-dingy and take several digits out of your checking account when you purchase items there. So, yeah, it is one of those things that's a double standard, and I'm glad you said something because it does. And I'm not saying you have to go, holy roller and the whole nine yards and, set up nativities in your yard and everything, but you do have to acknowledge the point and understand that there's a bigger reason.
Yeah, there's something with that. There's definitely want to touch on the reason for the season here before we're done. But I want to talk about this. When we talk about the various holidays, remember some folks are more inclusive. And remember what the intention of the individual holidays are, because you've got some that are and goodwill to all intentions. So I'm not offended if I hear Happy Hanukkah, just saying. And same people that would say Merry Christmas and, more a thing that is probably paying attention to growing up because it was just kind of a fun thing because it was, we had fun with one another and nobody got angry, and we just both knew that it was a positive good-intentioned thought to one another, you can return with Merry Christmas. I'm just saying. So remember what the intentions of particular holidays are. Go ahead, Tim.
I'll tack on to that and say I can remember growing up in school, basically we were still saying Merry Christmas, and I don't recall any of the Jewish kids or anybody else getting butthurt that we were saying Merry Christmas to one another.
Yeah, neither do I.
And they had no issue saying Happy Hanukkah, right? And you didn't get butthurt?
Didn't bother me a bit?
Yeah.
Mahayim.
That's right.
I mean,
you know,
everybody should have their peace without it being at the expense of somebody else's. You see what I'm saying?
Please.
It's not.
They taught me how to prepare kosher meals, invited to those places, and learning what matzo ball soup was.
That's good stuff there.
Be like, you know, really? Yeah. Just saying. And for those that ain't had it, you've had a lot worse than matzo ball soup. There is a lot worse than that.
Hey, don't anybody wish me a happy Boxing Day on Christmas, because I'm not Canadian and I might get butthurt.
Oh, no, that's the day after. That's the day after.
Oh, it is the day after? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's a day after. I can't tell you the truth. I struggle. I can't remember if it was the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's got to be the day after Christmas. It's Boxing Day.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Tim Horton.
It's the day after.
Enjoy yourself.
And for those.
Tim Hortons.
Canada. Yes, Tim Hortons. I think they still make real donuts, unlike the freezer dunk stuff at Dunkin's. For anybody that's not had it, a traditional Boxing Day breakfast, oh, good lords. It's not going to do any good for your cardiovascular system. But, man, they don't play. It's pretty solid. Just saying. Yes. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pork fat with that. Boxing Day breakfast is second to none. All right, they had done some of my craziness that I wanted to cover. All right, reason for the season, people. And I know that's kind of like become a catchphrase for those that want to point it out. But I don't think it should be seasonal. And I think fundamentally some of the things you see effectively, for example, the Ten Commandments, you can argue God or gods and stuff like that, depending upon which iteration of the Bible and stuff that you're looking at. Some of them are a legitimate discussion. But, you know, thou shalt not do these following bad things. You know, effectively respect one another. Treat each other as you want to be treated, that kind of stuff. Really not a whole lot wrong with that. Just saying. It really got to be considered higher than just for the season, in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. I feel the same way about Easter. I feel that Easter a lot of times is another one of those holidays that, and to be honest with you, I kind of feel that Easter means more than Christmas. I know that sounds a little silly, but from a root cause, you know, perhaps Easter is not as big Christmas when it comes down to spending and the gathering and everything like that. But, you know, it was because of Easter – It was because of the sacrifice that was made that gave us the ability to be ourselves and make mistakes and be forgiven for. And, you know, again, if you don't acknowledge Christianity, and that's quite all right. That is your bag. And, hey, you knock yourself on out. It's all good. But what I would prefer you not do is deny me the chance to celebrate. And Easter is one of those days, again, where if you notice now, nothing's closed on Easter. Everything, Easter is just like a regular old day. And for me, you know, it was the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that was made that gave us the ability to be a bunch of greedy little bastards. And, again, that's another holiday where they're starting to turn that into a spring festival, that kind of stuff, instead of calling it Easter. And but yet they'll still sell the daylights out of Easter decor and Easter baskets and Easter candy and Easter this and Easter that, but yet won't acknowledge the true meaning of a holiday. So, you know, if you're out there, you know, and it doesn't take but a second this Christmas, stop and just simply give acknowledgement and a quick thanks.
Focus on the thanks.
Yeah. And it's worth it. And sometimes the peace, you know, and I know the holidays get so hairy and get so crazy and everybody's running wide open and, you know, like I said, trying to cook turkeys and trying to go here to that house and that house. But, you know, if you get a spare minute, just stop for a second and clear your mind and enjoy the peace, because ultimately that's what it was all about, peace. So, yeah, good call out, Todd. I'm glad you brought that up. Well done.
The
Now, Todd, before I let you go, I'm going to throw one more at you. And you definitely is going to verify this. The first time when me and Dale got together, the first Christmas that I went to her folks' house for Christmas, man, the damn food. You know, because me being, you know, Italian, English-Italian descent and everything, it was always turkey, ham, you know, mashed potatoes, vegetables, and all that kind of jazz. I got over to Dale's folks' house, and her mom had yakisoba, wonton, spring rolls, sushi, fried whatever.
I'll mention Stroh has traveled over there, too, so, yeah, he gets it.
It's awesome.
The amount of chow that those Okinawan ladies will throw down on Christmas is absolutely amazing. And, you know, now I no longer have my mom-in-law around, thanks to Dale and my daughter. They still carry on and, you know, cook some of mom's old, you know, the yakisoba and the wontons and all that kind of jazz. And we know mom's there, but, man, do I miss that cooking. I'm here to tell you. I mean, just – and unless you've actually been in one, and I'll handle my mom being Italian. She was always good that after me and my brother graduated and moved on with our lives, they abandoned the ham and turkey thing. And mom would cook this, like, monster lasagna. And, I mean, would just go all out on this thing. And,
yep.
I mean, yeah, it was just absolutely incredible. So, yeah, I want to throw that out there. I miss my mom-in-law unmeasurably. And every Christmas, I always kind of, you know, like I said, I know she's still there, but damn if I don't miss that cooking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. again, Papa Stroh can verify there ain't a holiday that we don't have doggone some variation of sushi around.
Oh,
it's
great.
Just the way it is.
Love it.
Just the way it is. Our I don't know. I got to throw this out. You know, as much as people fuss about so-called cultural appropriation, look, let me tell you, have a great cross-section of this nation and a good potluck where people brought their A-game, and I guarantee you, the people, there's a bunch of people over there that are swapping recipes, just saying.
Yeah.
They're over there swapping them some, sell some recipes because they're finding stuff they love with one another, and, you know, the folks that appreciate good food, things like that. Not afraid to try things, that, and definitely don't have some of those crazy food allergies that are out there, because there are some folks that are just so darn limited in what they can eat. It's brutal. Glad I ate them, because I'm pretty much willing to give anything a go. But yeah, a great potluck, and watch people swapping recipes at that. Ha!
And don't be afraid to try something. I mean, because there's some stuff that, and Todd, I know I've told you many a times where, you know, I would go over there to my mom-in-law's, and I always knew when I ate something out of the ordinary, because her and Okinawan ladies would quit talking, and they would just stare at me. And I'm like, oh, shit, what did I just
eat?
They, you know?
Their poker face sucks. Their poker face
they
sucks.
And, I mean, I ate stuff that, I mean, with tentacles, and, again, that was tentacles, not testicles, you know, and...
Well, the thing that is interesting about that is they do a tentacle dish that they call taco balls. It's taco for octopus, and they do a, it's battered, it's basically a taco fritter.
Really?
And it's good. Yeah, oh, dude. Yakitori House, I don't know if they have it all the time. Give them a call. You want to try takoyaki, it's an old Okinawan street food. And if you ever see the videos of the folks that do it at the big places, these people are masters. They got, oh, just watching the process is incredible. But, yeah, it's basically a taco fritter. And all it does, it's got the chopped octopus and other little things, and, you know, chives, whatnot, or, you know, green onions, some other stuff in there in the batter, and it's seasoned. And they do these sauces over it, and, yeah, good to go. Good to go. One of my favorite festival street foods. It's not a, usually not a regular street food, but it's almost, it's pretty much always at the festivals. I fell in love with that stuff first time I had it.
Oof. You know, the problem with doing this show is that we wrap it up at 10:30 at night, and I always walk away hungrier than shit, because all we do is get on here and get to work.
Talk about food.
Yeah,
amen.
I mean, if we do this show at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it might be a little better off, so that way we can all just gorge out when we get off the show. But, I mean, between the chili and the yakisoba and everything else we've been talking about, Jesus, man, I'm sitting here foaming at the mouth, man. It's like, come on. And my dumbass just baked chicken tonight, for crying out loud. It's like, God. And now we're in here talking about all this good stuff, and now that chicken's just not, and y'all know me, I don't like chicken any damn way, and it's like,
Well, let me, you know how, Dave, you were talking about the amounts of food that your mother-in-law used to cook?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have friends that are Marshallese, and it was her, when her daughter got married in our church. I mean, they had the wedding reception, and my God, you talk about the food. Okay, you know those disposable aluminum pans? They're kind of deep. You know, you use them for, like, lasagna, or maybe not that deep, but, you know, the disposable aluminum pans, you know, the square ones, not the not the oblong ones, like the 9x13, but I don't know, 8x8. Well, just disposable, okay. just disposable aluminum pans. Okay. I can tell. Okay. We went
standard
to this 8x8 wedding, right?
Making those disposable. Go
well,
ahead.
Well, not the 8x8 square ones, but they were a little bit bigger than the 8x8 square ones, and they were a little bit deeper. Okay,
not
they
the
had
sham-wow
big
pan.
Stack. They had these big stack of these disposable pans.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they had rice, they had chicken, they had macaroni and cheese, they had pork loin.
Oh. You're killing me, Granny.
I don't know what all they had. I mean, they had tons and tons and tons of food. I mean, I am talking food. So they would fill up these pans, these aluminum pans, with all this different type of food. And they started bringing them to the tables and setting them down in front of the people. Well, I told the one lady, I said, well, my husband and I can split one of these because there was enough food in there, guys. I'm talking for 4 or 5 people. I mean, that's how much food was in these pans, and it was full. And she says, oh, no, you have to have your own. I'm like, oh, my
God. Oh, Lord.
I kid you. And whether it's weddings, and when their little grandson had his birthday party, same thing. Oh, my God, all this food, I mean. You know, and I've never been to, like, a Marshallese wedding or a reception for Marshallese people, but it was absolutely phenomenal. And then, like, and when little Robert had his birthday, I mean, they would go and everybody would line up and they would put dollar bills or whatever amount of money they wanted to put in this can or this thing for, you know, the bride and groom. They did it even at the wedding, too. And then they would hand out gifts, like, to everybody that was there at the reception or the birthday party.
Oh, I mean, that's a whole other Asian issue that is just ridiculous.
Well, but I mean, talking about the amount of food, though, guys. Oh, my gosh. I mean, but seriously, they would fill up these aluminum pans, and that's what they brought you your food in, was those aluminum pans. And my gosh, there was, like, so much food. I mean, we had food. They sent
food
home
food
with us.
How much food was there?
A lot. I didn't have to cook for almost 2 weeks because we had so much food we had to use up. I didn't have to cook for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's
and but
awesome.
It was good, but it was good though. It was, I mean, really good. But I mean, you name it, I think they had it. I mean, it was just phenomenal.
Love it. That's awesome.
The food is there, so you know, I suggest that everybody take full advantage of it. I know that is my plan this week. I went ahead and cut weight through the month of October, the month of December, and I've dropped about close to 20 pounds since probably about halfway through November. And so, you know, now I'm sitting there going, wow, man, I've got 2 extra holes on my belt. This is cool. And the other side of me is going, screw it, dude. We're going to go all out this week and put them back in. You know?
Oh, Lord.
So I don't know if you guys could hear the British lady going on about how much time we got left. We're about to go into extra innings, so what I'd like to do is go ahead and pass it around the room, as we always do, for the parting shots and any type of plugs you want to do and Christmas wishes. Get it on, gang. So what we'll do is, as always, we're going to start with Stro, since he's got so much going down. Stro, lead us off, big man.
All right. This tomorrow night, It's going to be the WCW Retro Christmas Party on VOCNation.com at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to celebrate with us tomorrow night, feel free. And Friday night on my Horror Sci-Fi show, The Stro Zone, at midnight Eastern Standard Time at Facebook.com/JoeTheMaestro. Christmas Eve night, rather. The feature will be Night of the Living Dead. Back in the day. So if you get time between Santa and the cookies, please tune in. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
Willis. Happy Merry
Christmas.
Absolutely. So, Granny Hulkster.
Well, like I said, I would just like to wish you all a Merry Christmas with you all and your families and all the listeners out there, Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a wonderful time with friends and family this holiday season and, you know, just love each other, and as we approach getting ready to start a new year in over a week or so, it's going to be 2022 before we know it, and I just hope everybody that's dealing with illnesses, the holidays are such a rough time of the year anyways for some. A lot of people have lost loved ones, lost friends. I realized what today was. My cousin that actually was living with my mom, helping take care of my mom up in Kansas, she had gotten COVID a year ago, and she actually passed away a year ago today. So, it's been rough, I just pray that for people that have lost loved ones and family members and friends, whatever, sometimes holidays can be a real struggle, and holidays can be a real struggle to people that deal with mental illness, too. My son has a really hard time dealing with Christmas sometimes, just, for various reasons, and it's just been really tough on him. The last couple months actually have been really tough on him, so he's really struggling with some things, and so I just, we're trying to do our best to try to make it a good Christmas for him and help him where he needs the help and try to get him that help that he needs, and it's been a struggle, and I just really pray that 2022, is a lot better for everybody in the world, because it's been pretty challenging. So, but I love everybody. I love you guys, God bless you all. God bless you and your families. And I just hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
Outstanding. Yeah. And Merry Christmas to you and the crowd. That is for certain. Another happy anniversary to y'all. And hope you guys have a safe holiday and everything. Great to have you aboard this evening.
Thank
you. Don't forget to pick out. No shame in the game. So, Tim, we're going to lob it over your direction. What kind of Christmas stuff do you have for us?
Well, my exit's not going to be as cool as my intro, okay? But I'll just say Merry Christmas to everybody. We're still kind of, I don't know, I have no idea what we're doing. I know we'll be at my mom's on Christmas Eve. Don't really know what we're doing yet with Christmas Day. It's always kind of a... once you have a family and you're talking different families, different backgrounds all coming together, it's kind of tough to work out the logistics of where you're going to be, what you're going to do. But nonetheless, I'm sure it'll be wonderful. I'm looking forward to having a week off. I try to take the week off between Christmas and New Year's. That's no exception this year. I'll be doing the same. It's just kind of a wind down because, like Granny said, this can be a pretty, not just for those dealing with loss or anything, but it's just a damn stressful time, man. Trying to get everything together and organize everything. And like I said, logistics and family and who's going to go where and who's, missing out on what, or, what are you getting the kids? Are they getting what they want? Or all this good stuff. And you got to get all this done on time. It's just like, man, I need a week off after Christmas. So, looking forward to that, too. Not trying to be a bah humbug. I do like this season. So, anyway, that's all from Westfield. Merry Christmas, all.
Outstanding.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas, brother. Outstanding. And pass the same on to your family. I know you guys had a rough second half there with the house and everything. So take a little
time.
It
was smashing.
Yes, smashing. Yeah. Blew the walls off the place. So, but yeah, give everybody.
He was crushing it.
A big
there
pop
you go.
Culture. Merry Christmas, you know. So, Todd, talk to me, Daddy-O.
All right. For those of you that could not keep up with Papa Stroh and have completed their Christmas shopping, when you're out there trying to finish your stuff, because you've waited and have decided to ignore the fact that the supply chain has been a hot mess for a while now. Remember those people out there that are helping you after you have failed to plan ahead and execute tasks. It's not their fault that you decided to wait to go shopping until the Virgin Mary's water broke.
Preach.
Treat
Amen.
Them like you want to be treated.
Right.
I'm just
Amen.
Saying. The, it's on you, mate. And I get, sometimes that's easier said, just as a qualifier here. Sometimes there's folks that are waiting till that, you know, that paycheck to land to be able to do stuff. Adjust your expectations. Be extra careful out there because people, you know what, you've heard us fuss about traffic and the way people drive on the best of days. Much like a certain book, they were the best of drivers, you know, to paraphrase a intro, they were best of drivers and they were the worst of drivers. Right now, I feel like every driver is doing their worst.
Yeah.
Be extra careful out there. Be extra careful out there. Know that all you can do is do your best, as long as you actually try. That being said, take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Take care of one another. Big hugs.
Well said. And Merry Christmas to you, Todd. I know you're there by yourself, but pass on all the Christmas greetings from us here to, you know, Yuki.
We'll do. You know what? I'm going to take an alibi on that. Look, the number of folks that do the different things, the different families reaching out saying, hey, you know, you got a place to roost. Big props. Y'all humble the hells out of me. I want to throw a special thanks to Bill Blair. Stuff was going on. Had a hell of a rough day going on work-wise. And some IMs from such an amazing individual, Bill Blair. Brother, love. My work daughter, you know, card there on my desk when I came in today. The work daughter that adopted me is Mom, and she called me Mom because that was her acronym for mean old man. Told me I had a place to roost, things like that. Just big love. Art, Lynn, folks like you, there's a ton of others. Sorry I ain't catching everybody. Big love, folks. Big love.
Yeah, man. Good to have you aboard this evening, and Merry Christmas to you, brother. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Well done. And for me, I'm just going to echo, Todd led it off good for the folks that are out there trying to keep things on the shelves, trying to ring you up. And for those of y'all who go out to eat on Christmas Day, remember, they're working on Christmas Day. Be patient, and don't
Big
be afraid
tips.
To tip. Yes, don't
Big
be afraid
tips.
To tip. Don't be a Mr. Pink. And just remember, they're making a sacrifice out there working and being away from their families. So it makes it better on other folks.
So they can
so
sing,
them rah,
rah, rah, rah, rah.
That's right. Rah,
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 rah.
Deck the heart with all the holly. There we go. Politically uncorrect. But you know what was so cool about that movie is that film right there captured Christmas. And that's what made that film so good, is the fact that every dad has some odd thing that he puts out there. And, every mom's trying her best to get the meal ready. Chaos always ensues. You always get that one odd-ass present from a family member that you have to use despite the fact that you don't use it. I know my closet there for several years had several things of Old Spice stacked in it. And I've been wearing polo since I was like 15. And never fails, I would get Old Spice. And I'm like, okay, I'm not a retired Marine. I was in my 30s. Why am I getting Old Spice? But nevertheless, that's a different show. But again,
You know what? I would almost kill for some High Karate at this point, for those that remember that.
A little English leather, some canoe maybe. I still see Brute out there from time to time. That's knocking the studio down. That's some hard shit. But
good grief.
If you have a moment, I don't say if you have a moment, make a moment to stop and clear your mind and have a little peace and enjoy the light, enjoy the food. Enjoy the camaraderie, and by God, don't give me this stuff about, well, I don't have anybody. God damn it, go out there and find somebody. Because you've got to, you can get happy if you find a happy. You've got to make a happy. And if you want to wallow around and feel bad, knock yourself out. But in the end, nobody's going to worry about it. You got to get up, and you got to get that smile. So, again, if you're out there traveling, be safe, be patient, be courteous, and be safe. And if everybody works together, everything comes out all right. So I hope everybody out there has a fantastic holiday, fantastic Christmas, and barring us being totally in Betty Ford or in the hospital for eating too much, we'll be back next week and we'll do our New Year special, because it's a good thing it doesn't land on New Year's Eve, because the show would be a mess, because I certainly would be. Yes, I'm one of those. But nevertheless, I am going to go in that Atwell Manor, cue in that salty British lady, and again, to everybody here at the old Pop Culture Stars family, I want to wish everybody a fantastic Christmas and a peaceful Christmas. Y'all take care. Big loves.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, all.
Merry Christmas.
British lady.
Don't you dry out.
And British.